This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission shared their annual report with the Eau Claire County Board of Supervisors earlier this month. The annual report covered updates on programs the organization has been working on to improve things like transportation and land use in the region. Scott Allen is the executive director of the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and highlighted initiatives like the Safe Routes to School program as something they're hoping to expand in Eau Claire County over the next year.
That Safe Routes to School program, we had some conversations last year with the Augusta School District to see if they might be interested in perhaps pursuing a plan. There are funds available through the federal government that we administer to make this program happen every year. And those in gray, Augusta and Fall Creek, are two that, although they have some plans or some projects in place, they don't have an updated full district-wide plan per se. So hoping we can help out the rest of Eau Claire County.
The West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission provides a number of services through the Safe Routes to School program, including marketing tools and collecting survey data. They provide similar services for initiatives like municipal rideshare programs, which seek to expand public transportation options for rural residents who may not be able to drive themselves to urban centers for things like medical appointments.
Kind of a good model that we've utilized other parts of the region. City of Hudson is also doing a shared ride taxi. While this may not sound like that's kind of rural in nature, but it is kind of these rural city centers that are utilizing some shared ride taxi, kind of on-call services, primarily emphasizing seniors.
Organization officials are also inviting Eau Claire residents to share comments on their draft recreation plan at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new online resource aimed at helping residents interpret drinking water lab test results of samples taken from their private wells. According to a press release, the Be Well Informed online tool allows residents to upload test results they received from a certified laboratory. The program will then generate a report that explains the test results and provide additional educational resources to private well owners. DNR officials say their goal is to help private well owners make more informed decisions to address any issues with their drinking water. There are over 800,000 private wells in the state, providing drinking water for about 25% of Wisconsinites. Addressing things like PFAS and nitrate contamination in those private wells has been a major focus for the DNR over recent years, as the agency seeks to ensure everyone can access safe drinking water. DNR officials are also encouraging private well owners to test their drinking water at least once a year, or if there's any changes in taste, odor, or color of the water. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a number of proposed bills last week, including one seeking to ban public funds from covering health care for undocumented immigrants in the state. The proposed bill would have prevented state and local funds, as well as federal funding administered through the state, from being used to provide health care services to undocumented immigrants, including programs like Badger Care. It also included some exceptions, like for emergency care and prenatal services, as well as when funding certain medical care is required by federal law or that ban could result in Wisconsin losing access to federal funds. Federal law already prevents undocumented immigrants from receiving federal Medicaid benefits in most cases, but some states allow them to receive benefits through state-level Medicaid programs. In a press release, Governor Evers noted that undocumented immigrants are already ineligible for Badger Care and said Republicans in the state legislature were passing unnecessary legislation for the sake of pushing polarizing political rhetoric. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Judge Chris Taylor spoke with Menominee area residents at UW-Stout last week. The event was organized by the League of Women Voters of the Greater Chippewa Valley, giving local residents a chance to get to know Judge Taylor ahead of the spring election. During the event, Judge Taylor shared her views on topics like reproductive rights, victims' rights, and public safety initiatives with residents. The League of Women Voters of the Greater Chippewa Valley also plans to host a similar event in February, featuring Judge Taylor's opponent in the spring election, Judge Maria Lazar. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says state crime labs are in need of additional staff following the release of the annual report for 2024 last week. Attorney General Call says the state has been working to upgrade the equipment at labs across the state and build a new lab in Milwaukee to keep up on the amount of evidence to process, but the labs really need more workers. The Department of Justice requested 16 new positions in the 2023-25 budget and 19 new positions in the 2025-27 budget, including multiple DNA analysts, but only three of those positions were funded and none of them were for DNA analysts. The Menominee Police Department and Fire Department are competing in a Battle of the Badges blood drive this week. According to a social media post, the blood drives will take place at Stout Craft Company on Tuesday from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Residents who participate can dedicate their donation to one of the departments. The hope is the spirit of friendly competition encourages more residents to donate blood at a time when Red Cross officials say they're in need of donations of all kinds. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for premium rebates on crop insurance. The application period will be open until either January 30th or until the program funding is gone. Farmers who planted cover crops on their land in 2025 can receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2026 crop insurance premium. Up to 160,000 acres or $800,000 worth of coverage is available on a first-come, first-served basis. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first-place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a winter storm warning in effect late this afternoon through tonight. We're talking 5 to 7 inches of snow with wind gusts from 30 to 35 or better. That'll create blowing snow from late this afternoon through tonight into tomorrow morning. Snow will gradually end late tonight into tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 23.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.